Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron, you just told me the Steelers are 2.5-point favorites this week. Is that right?
I thought that's what Eric said. They're as much as 2.5-point favorites. I haven't really looked at the line. It's only Tuesday. Heaven knows I like to wait till later in the week when it really helps me make my accurate predictions.
Don't tell anybody what my record was last week.
Let's talk about
that right now.
You know, I came in at a very embarrassing 3-6-1 last week.
Yeah.
Okay. You came in at an even more embarrassing 1-8-1.
What's the one I got right though? The only one that counted, the Steelers.
You had the Steelers. I had Arizona.
And I'm still ahead by six.
I think you're 7 still ahead. It's over. But in any case, I haven't even looked at the lines yet. I'm going to trust Eric there.
Well, let's decide this right now, Ron, with our friend Horse. Are we going to pick the bowl games? I think it would be fun. There's nothing else to talk about as far as games that night on a lot of nights in our What's Cooking segment, unless there's a hockey game or something. So why wouldn't we? And by the way, if we vote 2 out of 3, myself and Horse, don't you have to go along, Ron?
Absolutely. But I don't think Horse is going to – he's not going to be here. So I got to ask you this, Joe, seriously.
Please.
You want to pick Illinois State and North Dakota State?
Yes, I think it would be fun.
Do you want to pick Liberty and Georgia Southern?
I certainly do.
Do you want to pick Florida International and Arkansas State?
I wouldn't think of not picking that game.
I'm willing to go with at least a program, a game where I've heard of one of the teams in the bowl game.
They start, as far as I can tell, on December 20th with the Bahamas Bowl. Charlotte and Buffalo. Yes, we're doing this, Ron. We are. Horse, I vote yes. You?
Joe, our friendship is at stake here. What did you say?
He said no, right, Joe?
Is that what you said? Our friendship is at stake here.
That's also the Frisco Bowl, Utah State again. Ron, this is a chance for you to win.
I don't care. I don't want to win on games like this. No.
Half the games we pick, I don't know any of these people, right?
Well, that's proven by your record, which is below 500, but don't ask about mine.
All right.
We still have some time to debate this. December 20th. That's still a ways away.
I think that's the first one.
That's a week or so away.
The Gasparilla Bowl, Marshall against USF. You think we're not going to pick that? And then the day after Christmas, right in Detroit, Pitt, Eastern Michigan in the Heather Lake Bowl. Or is it the Charlie Batch Bowl, Ron? Which one is it?
Pitt is a 10.5-point favorite in that game.
I see, by the way, the Steelers are anywhere from a point to 2.5-point favorites.
I think that's what Eric said.
Which shows you what they think of the Bills, honestly. Doesn't it?
Well, no, the game's in Pittsburgh.
You thought the Bills were going to be favored last week.
I don't know about if I thought that or not. I'm looking at 2. Pittsburgh by 2. The consensus is 2. Yeah, you know, it's a road game. What do you usually give a home team? 3 points?
Oh, I think the Steelers are going to cover. I think they're going to cover with ease this week. Anyways, we're talking about Pitt and the Quick Lane Bowl. And the general state
Quick
of the
Quick Lane, by the way?
I don't know.
I'm going to look that up. Entertain the masses while I do.
Isn't that where Le'Veon bowled the other night, Ron? At the Quick Lane?
Quick Lane. I guess it's an oil change place.
Is it?
Shock, struts, brakes. It sounds like it's an automobile place.
Well, neither team will be strutting in there with their current
record. Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
How do you change it? What do you do? What about the state of Pitt football? Larry in the South Hills. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Larry. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? A couple quick comments. Number one, I'm in my mid-60s, and I can remember when small college and the football world was, you could go to small college games, a lot of people there, and football was everywhere. And I just want to make the comment that Pitt can't recruit because it's now down to the big 20 or 30 schools. They will never recruit Michigan. Penn State or Ohio State locally. And to add on to that, in the 60s and 70s, you'd go to Youngstown State or Westminster and some of these smaller schools, Bowling Green, and there'd be a lot of people go to the games. But TV, ESPN primarily, has basically ruined the game.
Yeah, those sound like excuses. Can they at least replicate what West Virginia's doing 75 miles down the road? They've had a couple 10-3 seasons. They've had smashing performances in bowls. They finished, right? Why can't they at least do what West Virginia's done in the 2000s?
Here's my point, and not relevant just to Pitt. If you look at the top 20, it's always the same 30 teams are in and out, and I would predict that it's now down to the Power 5 and a few teams in that Power 5, and that's it. I don't think we're
Pitt is a Power 5. Pitt is a Power 5 team. Why can't it be one of the top 30? I'm not saying one of the top 5. Why can't it be one of the top 30 once in a while?
Larry, Appalachian State is ranked.
I'm just telling you guys that in my last 40 years, I've just seen the TV dominate the programming, and that's where the best kids want to go, and the top schools are drawing that talent, and everything else has kind of fallen to the wayside. I know that's extremely negative, but I just don't see in my lifetime
I hear you
being able to recruit again heavily like they did.
Listen,
any local great
no, kids? I agree with that. They're never going to have a recruiting class like they did in whatever year it was, 74 or 1980. Those teams, it's never going to happen again. I do agree with that. I categorically disagree with the idea that Pitt can't be a consistently ranked team, Ron, or at least get in the top 15 one year.
Once in a while, absolutely.
Ted in Mount Washington, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Cookie Joe? Hey, I think Paul Weiss, your associate, said the best. The biggest thing that's wrong with Pitt, they do not know how to schedule. You're going to play the deaf or dumb and blind. You look at Penn State the first three games. They're playing cream puffs. And for some reason, Narduzzi and that crew cannot schedule for you know what. And also, Pitt needs to stop.
Wait a minute. I'm a little – you want them to schedule the Little Sisters of the Poor?
You got doggone right.
Oh, okay, so who's going to go to those games? Who's going to pay to go see – what do you mean, who cares?
Because you really
– you can't compare it to Penn State where they can play anybody and sell it out for 100,000 people. Pitt can't get 15 for a Power 5 game.
You want to hear Pitt's schedules?
Come on, Ted. It's a different situation, man.
But hold on here. Having said that, Ted and Ron, Pitt's 2020 non-conference is Miami of Ohio, Marshall, Richmond, and Notre Dame. That's not exactly a gauntlet.
Murderers
2021 is UMass, Western Michigan, instead of Eastern Michigan, New Hampshire, and at Tennessee.
Who do you want them to play every week?
You want them to play teams you can beat at least three games. That gives you three automatically in the bag.
So then they go 8-4 instead of 7-5.
Are you going to go buy tickets to go see those games?
They're not selling out now. Okay.
It'd be a lot worse if you play somebody like that every single game.
I disagree. Okay. I look like I said before. You look at the schedule. If they didn't play Virginia, like the second game,
Virginia's in their league. They have to play Virginia. They're in their conference.
They didn't have to schedule that like the second.
Yes, they did because of the ACC network. They were told they're playing that game that day.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say before. I think their scheduling sucks.
So it would make a big difference. It would make
a big
difference if they went 8-4 instead of 7-5.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's big. Okay. It's not big to me, but it would also do nothing for their ranking, by the way, to beat, you know, Richmond or somebody like that.
Well, they wouldn't be playing in Detroit. I'll tell you that much.
No, they wouldn't be playing in Detroit. You're right about that. Yeah, but if you beat Boston College in the last game, you're not going to be playing in Detroit either.
But your original point that they should schedule easier is already happening. They're already – look at their 2020 and 21 non-conference schedules are a joke. Like everybody else's. I'll acknowledge that.
Oh, like I said before, I mean, I think Paul Weiss is right on the money on that. I mean, if they get the scheduling right, they have a chance to at least get at least 8 or 9 wins. Number two, stop trying to hire coordinators as head coaches. I always said this. You got to stop doing that.
All right. Thank you, Ted.
All right.
I hear you.
Mike Tomlin coming up.
Mike Tomlin next. So, yeah, maybe Pitt can get that extra win and then go to the Belk Bowl, if that still exists, instead of the Quick Lane Bowl. Please. And nobody, and even fewer people will watch when they play a team like Richmond. It doesn't exactly sound like a recipe for greatness to me. Anyway, Mike Tomlin coming up with a lot of questions to answer, a lot of topics to talk about. Noon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.